There were a couple. One, certainly a more local effort, was the ability to attract a major international company, both from the United Kingdom, its corporate offices, and the manufacturing plant in Germany to our region. Have them relocate to the Waterloo Arsenal Partnership, Vistec Lithography. That's jobs, and that's important for the people in this region. And that has led to other successes at that industrial site, as the U.S. government and the Army in particular have lessened their activities at the Waterloo Arsenal site itself. In addition, when I chaired the Assembly Committee on Higher Education, I led the effort in our house on an important bill that would enable private and independent colleges and universities in New York State to obtain state money for capital projects. Certainly our main responsibility as a state is to the public, State University of New York and the City University of New York, but I thought we also could play a role in helping private colleges expand. They educate more children in the state than the public university and city university, and help them in a way that enable them to grow, and we attract more students and help the economy as well in the state. And that effort I led, and we were successful in that as well.
What was the toughest decision you had to make? Was there ever an issue, a bill that you just really, I don't want to say tormented over, but one that was really hard for you?
Yes, the first time I voted to support the Medicaid funding for abortion was a very difficult decision for me. I have been pro-choice, but it's difficult because I was also raised and a practicing Roman Catholic. So there was a conflict there on a religious level, shall I say. That was a very difficult vote. I agonized over it. But eventually voted in favor of it in recognition of women's reproductive rights and their ability to make their decisions on their own consistent with their religious beliefs.
How has the legislature changed over the years? It's been called the most dysfunctional in the country. Some are saying that's changing right now. What are the changes you've seen for the better and for the worse?
For the better, I think certainly the members have more responsibility now than they've had in the past. We all have to work against that dysfunctional label, which I always thought was exaggerated to begin with, but we all feel a responsibility to that. In the process, members have stepped up to the plate to try to diffuse that image and that issue, and certainly the leadership of Governor Mario Cuomo has helped us to lessen that labeling process. But that has been a factor, and part of the problem or the issue of dysfunction is that the legislature is a strong body. This is not a state like Texas where the legislature, or rather the governor does nothing and the legislature controls everything. We have a strong executive and a strong legislature, and in that sense, that equal partnership sometimes leads to real spirited issues and debates, but certainly it's improved lately, and that's reflected well on all of us.
You will join Bob Riley and Jack McEnany from Albany County in the Capital District area in leaving this year. You don't see a turnover that often from the same area in the legislature. What are your thoughts on all of you leaving at once?
Well, we kind of all aged out at the same time. We're the same generation in a sense. Jack and I, in fact, were high school classmates and in the same homeroom. And I think it's nothing to say about the institution so much as an individual choice. As I said, the clock ticks, and the years, as we all know, go by too quickly, and it's time to reassess and see what the next chapter of that book's life will bring.